From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms his commitment to develop Indonesia as a prosperous country with an inclusive economy. Russian and U.S. investors are interested in Nusantara development. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has affirmed that the government is committed to building a prosperous and sustainable country with an inclusive economy. In a press release in Jakarta on Friday, when speaking at the World Leaders Summit on Climate Change at the Al Ghafat Plenary Expo City, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, the president remarked that to achieve this, Indonesia will continue to work hard to achieve zero carbon emissions before 2060. The government is enjoying high economic growth because poverty and inequality can be reduced continuously and significantly, and employment can be continuously created. Moreover, President Joko Widodo further explained that a number of efforts have been made by the government to reduce carbon emissions. Indonesia is committed to improving the management of forests and other land use and accelerating the energy transition towards new renewable energy. He also pointed out that Indonesia continues to maintain and expand mangrove forests and rehabilitate forests and land. Besides, Indonesia has also succeeded in reducing deforestation rates to the lowest point over the last 20 years. This success is also followed by the construction of nurseries, which have been carried out on a large scale, and it has begun to be effective for production. Meanwhile, in terms of the energy transition, the developments of new renewable energy, especially solar, water, wind, geothermal energy, and ocean currents, as well as biodiesel, bioethanol, and biofuels, are also becoming more widespread. Investors from Russia and the United States have expressed interest in the development of the new capital, Nusantara, in East Kalimantan. Two Russian companies visited Nusantara, and they are interested in the electric vehicle and tourism sectors. Deputy for Funding and Investment, the Indonesian New Capital Nusantara Authority, Agung Wicaksono, disclosed on Friday, as reported by Antara, at an event held to showcase opportunities for investment in Nusantara, he said that the Russian companies submitted two letters of intent to the authority. He also said that other Russian delegates visited his office in Jakarta. Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Angela Tanu Sudibyo expressed on Friday the ministry's support for the Indonesia Aja Domestic Travel Fair 2023, which aims to promote the Proud to Travel in Indonesia program. According to her, in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, domestic destinations have become the backbone of Indonesian tourism. She has also explained that Indonesia's population of 280 million, especially the younger generation, holds immense potential to reach the target of domestic tourist visit. The Indonesian government has budgeted around $239 million for fiscal incentives in the housing sector in 2023 and 2024 in a bid to support the purchase of commercial houses and houses for low-income and impoverished people. The policy is aimed at stimulating the housing sector to give it a significant multiplier effect as well as a good impact on the growth of the Indonesian economy in 2023 and 2024. Chairperson of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, stated this in Jakarta on Friday as quoted by Antara. One of the incentives is outlined in the regulation of the Minister of Finance on the value-added tax of landed house and flats covered by government for fiscal year 2023. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. King Charles III told world leaders on Friday that the warning signs of the climate crisis are being ignored and that the world is heading for dangerous uncharted territory with devastating consequences for lives and livelihoods. As reported by CNN.com, delivering an opening address to delegates at the World Climate Action Summit, part of the COP28 summit in Dubai, the king said he prayed with all his heart that the COP29 will be a critical turning point towards genuine transformational action. The 24th Saudi relief plane, operated by the Riyadh-based King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center, arrived in Egypt on Friday, carrying 31 tons of aid, including food and shelter materials. As reported by ArabNews.com, the assistance, which was dispatched on Thursday, is to be transported to the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip. These aid efforts are in keeping with Saudi Arabia's historic role in supporting the Palestinian people in times of crisis. Singapore has been invited by Brazil to participate in the G20 summit and meetings in 2024. Brazil took over the G20 presidency from India on December 1st and will hold next year's summit in Rio de Janeiro from November 18th to 19th. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Finance of Singapore on Saturday. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. first item in news from across Indonesia comes from Yogyakarta. The Yogyakarta city government maximizes handling and assistance to victims of various forms of violence by providing safe houses. Acting head of the Yogyakarta City Women Empowerment, Child Protection, Population Control and Family Planning Service, Sarbin, in Yogyakarta on Wednesday said that safe houses in Yogyakarta City will start functioning effectively in January 2024. He said that safe houses apply equally to all victims, both women, men, and children. The forms of violence experienced by victims vary from physical, verbal, bullying to sexual violence. Although so far cases of violence have mostly been experienced by women, Sarmin explained that violence can also be experienced by men. Meanwhile, head of the Technical Implementation Unit for the Protection of Women and Children for Yogyakarta City, Udiati Ardiani, added that safe houses are primarily intended for victims of violence who need to receive immediate protection, especially child victims who will be given assistance and psychological strengthening so that they will hopefully not become similar perpetrators in the future. The next news comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. The Director General of Intellectual Property at the Ministry of Law and Human Rights has determined that 4 culinary delights from Banyuwangi Regency, East Java are included in the inventory of communal intellectual property. The 4 culinary specialties of Banyuwangi are sego tempong or tempong rice, sego cau or cau rice, pecel bebek, and ayam kesrut. This traditional food is officially registered as traditional knowledge native to Banyuwangi. Banyuwangi Region Ibu Festiandani in Banyuwangi, East Java, Tuesday said that this is part of the government's efforts to protect Indonesia's cultural and biological diversity. Apart from that, it can prevent foreign parties from pirating or stealing Indonesian communal intellectual property. Region Ipu said that this year there were 9 types of traditional culinary delights native to Banyuwangi, which were submitted to the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, and 4 culinary delights had successfully entered the inventory list, while 5 other were still in process. She added that apart from submitting communal intellectual property, she also encouraged the public to register copyright for their private intellectual property. According to her, by registering it, people not only get legal guarantees for their work, but also economic guarantees because private intellectual property certificates can be used as fiduciary guarantees to access funding. The last item in news from across Indonesia comes from Bali. Acting Governor of Bali, Sang Made Mahendra Jaya, inaugurated the first nuclear medicine and molecular theranostic services at the Bali Mandara Regional Hospital. He hopes that this new service will have a big impact on improving the health status of the population, especially in treating cancer comprehensively. Apart from that, the service is not only for treatment, but also for early detection of cancer. According to him, currently hospitals are faced with the challenge of digitalization of health, which requires services that are easy, quickly integrated, effective, and efficient. The acting governor further said, therefore, hospitals must continue to develop, one of which is by having services, infrastructure and sophisticated medical equipment for cancer services such as nuclear medicine and molecular therapy. That was news from across Indonesia. I'll start today in history with December 2nd, 1947. The United Nations General Assembly divides the Arab and Jewish territories. Major riots erupted in Jerusalem, Palestine,
The incident was triggered by the decision of the United Nations General Assembly on December 2, 1947, which divided Palestinian land into Arab and Jewish territory. As a result, several buildings in Jerusalem were burned and a number of Jews became victims of attacks. Turning to December 2, 1949, the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. The United Nations Conventions for the Suppression of the Trafficking in Person and the Exploitation of the Prostitution of Other was ratified on December 2, 1949 as the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. Focus of the contemporary forms of slavery such as human trafficking, sexual exploitation, other forms of child labor, forced marriage, and the forced recruitment of children in armed conflicts. I'll end today in history with December 2, 1971, the inauguration and formation of the United Arab Emirates. Seven emirates, namely Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Dubai, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah, and Al Qalwayn, are officially independent from Britain. The transition to independence also marked the inauguration of the formation of the United Arab Emirates, which consists of seven emirates. That was today in history.
Hujan turun kala sore itu memeluk rindu seperti dahulu. Segala luka dan ingatlah hal indah akan datang. Ku biarkan kau pergi hari ini. Ingin melaju tapi
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia and Ocean X Agree to Increase Indonesia's Maritime Potential. The Indonesian government is collaborating with the Marine Exploration Initiative, Ocean X, to work together to increase Indonesia's marine potential. The cooperation agreement was disclosed by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment at Interim, Erick Thohir, when welcoming delegates to the Indonesian Night event at the Ocean Explorer Research Vessel Dubai, United Arab Emirates, on Thursday, November the 13th. Quoting the ministry's official page, marves.go.id, Erick Thohir explained that the Indonesian government and Ocean X had agreed to carry out joint exploration in Indonesia next year. The minister explained Ocean X is a marine exploration initiative founded by Mark Dalio and Ray Dalio, who were among the founders of Bridgewater Associates. The marine exploration cooperation will cover many topics, such as marine biodiversity, blue carbon, fish stock assessment, earthquake mapping, and deep sea exploration. Erick Thohir is optimistic that this exploration can unlock Indonesia's marine potential. He added, apart from marine potential, collaboration with Ocean X also focuses on increasing human resource capacity and building public awareness of the importance of the ocean. The minister further said that the government sent 15 students from the Azores to Malta to take part in the Ocean X Young Explorer Program. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries also held public lectures on it at several state universities in Indonesia. Erick Thohir added that to strengthen cooperation, he also invited other parties to get involved in Indonesian marine exploration to uncover untapped marine potential. According to him, in the last 10 years, Indonesia has transformed its economy. The country also has a concrete strategy to develop through industrialization, decarbonization, interconnection, digitalization, and economic distribution in encouraging sustainable and fair economic growth. With this strategy, he is optimistic that Indonesia can become a high-income country and one of the top 5 economies in the world by 2045. Therefore, Erick Thohir invites all partners to be part of the journey to achieve the 2045 vision, namely a golden Indonesia. That was My Indonesia today.
Oh,
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Purwokerto is the capital of Banyumas Regency, which is located in Central Java Province. This area, which is famous for its tempe mendoan, has also a famous type of food that is usually sought by tourists as souvenirs, namely jenang jaket. The traditional dish is made from black sticky rice. Listener, the word jaket in the name of this typical Purwokerto culinary dish has nothing to do with clothes worn in winter, because the word jaket is an abbreviation of the original sticky rice jenang. The process of making jenang jaket takes quite a long time, and it also requires perseverance so that the production is not as many as other food products. It is what makes jenang jaket more special. The unique thing about jenang jaket is that it is very chewy, but not easily sticky or even smooth to the hands because it is mixed with sesame. Listener, jenang jaket itself has two variants, namely original or plain jenang jaket and jenang jaket, which uses sesame seeds for those who want a more savory taste. Usually, jenang jaket, which is a snack, can be found at celebrations, wedding receptions, Thanksgiving events, and religious day commemorations. It always becomes a dish that must be served. In fact, there is a kind of agreement that has been passed down from generation to generation that a celebration event is not complete if jenang jaket is served. Listener, jenang jaket is made from black sticky rice flour, brown sugar and coconut milk, which are processed in such a way and go through a fairly long process to become jenang. The process of making jenang jaket is not much different from making dodol dough in general, namely grated coconut, squeezed to get coconut milk, then it is mixed with rice flour and boiled. After the water content has reduced, add the sticky rice flour which has been mixed with coconut milk, then stir until it is well done and smooth, then refrigerate it for one day. Next, you must cut and package it. There are additional ingredients in the form of vanilla and sesame to get a distinctive taste. Apart from being soft, it also tastes sweet and has the aroma of coconut flowers because the Javanese sugar used as a sweetener is made from coconut. Listener, entering the fasting month and approaching Eid Mubarak, the production of jenang jaket usually increases based on the high demand for Eid al-Fitr celebrations and as a typical souvenir that is only available in Purwokerto. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, for people who like running, they must not miss Belitung Geopark Run 2023. This event will be held in Belitung, Bangka Belitung Island on December 10, 2023. While running, participants can enjoy the scenery of UNESCO Global Geopark. The track will include Tanjung Kelayang and Tanjung Tinggi, Sijuk District. The start is at Tanjung Kelayang Beach. Targeting 1,000 runners, Belitung Geopark Run 2023 will be part of Indonesian and Australian Youth Exchange. Belitung Deputy Region Ishak Mayrobi explained the race with slogan A Journey and Escape a Race offers a track with unusual natural contour. Belitung Geopark Run 2023 invited runners to face unusual natural contours while enjoying the beautiful natural scenery and cultural wealth across Tanjung Kelayang and Tanjung Tinggi Geopark, as well as Belitung's special cuisine. Listener, some 42 youths, consisting of 21 Indonesians and 21 Australians, will be in Belitung as tourism ambassadors and join Belitung Geopark Run 2023. The race is open for Indonesian citizens and everyone from any country. The registration is online at the official page of Belitung Geopark Run. Well, listener, that's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Witteke van Dort and Guus Beker. Witteke van Dort and Guus Beker are Dutch artists who were born in Surabaya, East Java on May 16, 1943 and really love Indonesia. Both of them once performed the song Keroncong Kemayoran on the Late Late Lien show, a national television program broadcast in the Netherlands. The song composer Keroncong Kemayoran is unknown, but it has been popular since the birth of the Tugu Keroncong musicians around 1922 and was also popularized by the versatile Betawi native Jakarta legendary artist Benyamin Sueb. The song has been modified and sung with different lyrics, but it remains in the standard form of a rhyme with the same melody. The song tells a story of life, from small problems to unexpected disasters. However, there will always be a way so that various life stories can be passed. With its cheerful melody, this song also conveys a message that the listeners should always feel happy. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Witteke van Dort and Guus Beker, Keroncong Kemayoran. Enjoy!
Laju-laju perahu laju,
jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung 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 sayang. Lajunya ada senyum manis ke Surabaya. Waduku,
hey.
Buahlah duren,
hey.
Sayalah tunggu,
hey.
Dari kemarin. Ya lupa kain dan lupa baju,
jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung 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 sayang. Janganlah lupa senyum manis pada saya. Fleet machine,
hey.
Kapal udara,
hey.
Bangun mendusin, dengar suara.
Jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung 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 sayang. En anjelir, schat, senyum manis is een mooie plant. Door regen,
hey.
Worden kleren nat,
hey.
Wees niet verlegen, jij bent toch mijn schat. Schat, mijn hart die verlangt.
Jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung 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 sayang. Een lekker feestje, oh mijn liefling, op mijn zachte wang. Auto Fiat,
hey.
Mobiel tambangan,
hey.
Boleh dilihat,
hey, hey.
Diambil jangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Manakala mentari tua lelah.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.